Shmaitzer Shir Monday night, Or L'Dalet, Adar Aleph, Tavshunayin Dalet. Before we go weiter in the Shmaitzer, going weiter would mean Shmaitzer Vav Perek Yitches. So I saw a couple of interesting things that have to do with what we learned in the Slayer Shmaitzer in Perek Zion. So we'll start off with, I'll tell it over to you, you'll hear it, you'll have a note, I hope. Tav Pei Gimel, here we are. So the Shmaitzer said that two chazakas, mokum treya trey, right? Help. And he gave, in his case, the two chazakas was the case of the Maharit, so you had the cheskos penuya for the first kiddushin and the cheskos katana. And but then he asked the kasha from Yevamos, so he said, "No, Adarabba, Yevamos." He asked the kasha, right? Because there it's also two chazakas. It's the cheskos, because by kines v'chakach gireish, so you have the cheskos hetel the shuk of the tzara and the cheskos lonas garsha of the erva. We're not quite sure why he doesn't call it cheskos eishasish. Cheskos lonas garsha. Tosis, why doesn't Tosis call it cheskos eishasish? But upon him, he asks it as a kasha. So these are his two cases of two chazakas. The Noida Behuda says, obviously not referring to the Shmaitzer, because, but this is something we Shoinim already discussed. Two chazakas, homokum trey or trey. The Noida Behuda says in Noida Behuda Kama, Eben Ezra Simin Mem Gimel, that two chazakas would only be if they're not kosher one and the other. For example, the case that the Shmaitzer brings a raya from. So you have the cheskos chai of the dead guy, and you have the cheskos taira of the guy that touched him. So they're not bechlal kosher zelazeh. The guy is alive, nothing to do with the guy that touched him, and the guy touched him at the cheskos taira, nothing to do with the guy being alive or dead. But in that, but in these cases that the Shmaitzer brings down, he doesn't refer to the Shmaitzer obviously. But he says, but when the two chazakas, for example, he says, let's say you have a suffolk, a woman, if a husband died, you have trey or trey. So you want to say, okay, you have a cheskos eishas ish, and you have a cheskos chai. He says, that's not called two chazakas. So she's an eishas ish if he's alive. And if he's dead, she's not an eishas ish. So it's really only one chazaka. It just manifests itself in two places, but it's really the same chazaka because they're kosher zeh b'zeh.
Who is the one that worked with the different
chazakas
that we just said?
So he says, says the Milui Shmaitza. According to this Noida Behuda, all the cases of the Shmaitza are not really two chazakas. For example, the cheskos hetel l'shuk of the tzara and the cheskos erva shalon is garsha. Akshurim Zevazeh, because she's a tzara serva if she's married to her, and she's mutal l'shuk if she's married to her. Also, the cheskos katnus of the isha and the cheskos pnuya, says according to the Noida Behuda, this would not be called two chazakas.
That's what my father was saying. He's saying they're really the same thing.
Yeah.
That's what he was saying. He was saying katnus and pnuya were like the same thing somehow. But
okay.
How are they the same thing?
They're kosher Zevazeh. They're not the same. Start again. The Noida Behuda says that when you talk about two chazakas, the power of two chazakas, which you find, they're only if they're not kosher zeh b'zeh. If each one's independent. If each one's independent, the cheskos chai of the guy and the cheskos taira of the guy that touched him. So one thing has nothing to do with the other. His cheskos taira is not, but the cheskos katana and the cheskos pnuya. A kosher zebazeh. She's a pnuya. Her being a katana is what makes her a pnuya. What makes her a tzara serva, a heta l'shuk, is her being a tzara of an erva that's married to her brother.
It all depends on the gerushin.
She says, in the chayyad, these are not really cases of beis chazakas. Okay?
Wow.
Wait. Ayinara Kuf Aleph in this Sefer Dafshin Mem Ches. Okay. He makes another point. The Rav Chazishmaya, the Sefer brings down the Rav Chazishmaya, so that makes another point. Taisa says by Girish v'chakach kines is also a chazaka. Taisa doesn't talk about two chazakas. It's a shmaitza. Taisa just says that by Girish, the Sofei Girish and on the Erva. And then he married the Tzara's Erva. So even though you don't have a cheskos het to the shuk, he says like this: by Girish v'chakach kines, before he married the Tzara, the din was nifsak already, that the Erev was an Eishes Ish. But she was already taken care of. It was nifsak, she's Becheska Shalona's Garsha. She's an Eishes. Now you married the Tzara, she's a Tzara Serva. But when you kines v'chakach girish, then you dan b'vasachas both shailas. The Erev was Gerishin, and the Tzara being a Tzara's Erva. So maybe the Erva has a Chazaka, Cheska Shalona's Garsha. But the Tzara, who only has a Cheska Heta Lashuk, so she's totally in the Erva. That's how he puts it. It would only...
You don't have them together.
Why? He says, the Shmaitza extrapolates from Tosfos. Tosfos says that by Girish v'chakach kines, you have the Cheska Shalonis Garsha. So by kines v'chakach girish, says the Shmaitza, 1 + 1 = 2. I have two chazakas. So the Rav Shmaitza says that's not necessarily true. Why girish v'chakach kines? Why girish
v'chakach kines?
Yeah, forget that.
Yeah,
he says why girish v'chakach kines? So the Shaila on the Erva was on the Paskins already. Right? Now the Tzara's coming in, and she's a Tzara of an Eishes Ish. Because that was already the Paskin, she's an Eishes Ish. But when you kines v'chakach girish, so at the time of Gershon, now you have two Shailas. One Shaila is on the Erva, and it's the Paskin on her. She's Becheska Shalonis Garsha. But the Tzara has no her chazaka. He says her cheskos heter was to be mutter if the erev is not nisgarish.
The
erev
has
chazaka.
She doesn't.
But now maybe the Erva was Nisgarsha. You can't use the Chazaka that Paskin says the Erva at the moment of the Gerishin. It was Kines the Chakach Girish, and then he died. Right? And then he died.
Before the Gerushin, she had a Cheska Setter Lashuk. Then you have the Sofei Gerushin.
It's really the same as the other Taina. It's not really two Chazakas, it's one Chazaka. It really is the same as the other Taina. Okay. His point is, it's the same as the other Taina. Her Chazaka is just a restatement of the Chazaka on the Erva. Okay. Anyway, that's the Kasha. That's the point. Okay, next point. The Ritva in Erevin says Beferish that two chazakas help by Trey and Trey, even if Trey and Trey fake their eyes. What are you nodding your head so nonchalantly for? You should be jumping out of your seat saying, how could that be? So what's the pshat? Chayra, it's Shmaitz's point is a very valid point. If Trey and Trey Sveikah Deraisa, and you don't follow Chazaka, And even though chazok is a din, but still, b'mokum treya treya, you don't follow it because you don't follow anything. B'mokum chazok, b'mokum treya treya. So what does two edim add to the mix? What are two chazok? Sorry. So the Shmaita says, that's the Shmaita's point. But the Ritva says, b'ferish an erev and daklamad heyem at veiz, that even if treya treya is fake as the araisa, two chazokas help. So I don't know, Shad. I was thinking, what?
I don't understand why it shouldn't be so schwer. It's like we have a shinu and a derabanan on Shabbos or something. You know, you have it's like an extra koach. Right. No, I understand. That's
why don't you follow chazak?
You have two chazak because it's like more.
But the point you can't have more. But the whole point of not following, I hear. But the whole point of not following one chazak is that nothing stronger than two. You always follow chazak of b'makom asafik. Why don't you follow chazak of b'makom asafik of treya trey? Because treya trey is treya trey, and you can't. Nothing as powerful as two edim. So the chorah two chazakas also.
If you just said two edim without, if it wasn't treya trey, if it was two edim, that two chazakas wouldn't do anything.
Of course not. Well, then you don't have a suffix. I'm sorry, that's not a good point. No offense. It's not a good point. Chazak only has makom asafik. If you only have two edim, not treya trey, so there's no suffix. So like, why should you use chazak? Maybe, I don't know. Let me try to make Eitan Svara work.
You say things like spek sveka all the time. We have no problem. So why isn't it a chazak?
Tell you 99 against 2 is also treya trey,
right? Of course.
So would you accept if I say that there's a ritva in Erevin that says, but once you hit 100, then 100 is good against 2. 99 against 2 is not good, but 100 against 2 is good. You would say, there's a difference. So, I want to, maybe, I don't know, I really don't know. I'm suggesting something. I mean, I'm explaining what Eitan said, because he's not defending himself enough. The etzem in Svara, you should follow Chazaka even Mokam Treya Trey. Because since Chazaka is not a beer, since Chazaka is something you do Mokam Safek because you don't know what to do. So you're not really going against the Eidim. So then the Ritva could hold, if you hold Sveka Deraisa, the Pshat is Taka, one Chazaka, logically, you should follow Chazaka, you could follow Chazaka. You don't because it's not strong enough. Because that's what you have to say. That it's not strong enough against the Edom. But the Etzem following Chazaka B'makom Edom would conceptually be plausible because of the nature of Chazaka. Because it's not a Biru, it's just what you do B'makom Asafik. Aye, so why don't you follow one Chazaka B'makom Trey? So then you say maybe it's not strong enough because Edom are also very strong and the Chazaka is just as strong. So maybe in terms of pure strength, so to speak, you could follow two, you go two Chazakas, maybe you could do the Mokum Edom. Aye, how could that be? Because really logically, out the din of Trey Kameya, that two Edom are the most irresistible force, immovable object, and two Edom are the most powerful force in the world, out that you would follow Chazaka. Out that problem, you would follow Chazak. It's just that you have another problem. Two Edom are gone strong. So they beat up the Chazak. So maybe two Chazak, they don't beat up.
Well, once you say that one Chazak doesn't work in Trey Betray, you already showed that the Edom didn't cancel each other out.
So if that would be the whole shot. See, but I want to show you the assumption you're making. You're making an assumption that not following Chazaka by Treya Trey is in itself taka very logical, and you shouldn't follow Chazaka, right? And the whole chiddush of not following Chazaka, and if you do follow Chazaka, of course the Edom cancel each other out. But if they don't cancel each other out, then of course you don't follow Chazaka. So then you say, well, then of course you don't follow two Chazakas either.
Well,
I'm saying the other way.
They get a little weaker.
I'm saying
they don't cancel each other out, but they get a little weaker, so you can follow
Chazaka. No, I don't accept it. I'm saying the other way. Be'etzem, you would follow Chazaka. Even the Mandiyam and Trey Grace, making the Araisa, holds that you could follow Chazaka, Makom Trey and Trey. Because of what the nature of Chazaka is. The reason you don't is because you have another thing to contend with. And that is, Eidim have a certain strength. Not the strength of the Trey Kameya, the all-powerful, almighty, omnipotent Eidus. Stamazoy, it has whatever value it has. So it's stronger than one Chazaka. Maybe it's not stronger than two Chazakas. Okay, so that's maybe the Pshat and the Ritva. One more point, if Shlomo Zalman has a Hahara, hold on. No, it's too complicated. Okay. We'll start now, Shmaitz Vav, Perek Yud Ches. Okay? Should we start? I don't know. Okay. Lately, we're learning with a Mazumin. I think our Swedish party. Okay. So what does Shmaitzah say in Perek Yud Zayin? He brought down a Marit. We had a whole case, and the Marit held that Sofek first kedushin, second kedushin, was the Cheskus Ksana, the Chazaka Suyul Ishtano, so there was no Cheskus Ksana. Right, so Shmaita said, no, there's a Cheskos Ktana, which is a fine Chazaka, and there's also a Cheskos Pnuy. Now he has another Marit, another Shaila. The Marit, beneath the Shaila of Ktana, Shalom Nodar Mispershino Seho. She was a Ktana, we know she was a Ktana. And her mother was Makadisha. That's Kedusha Miyam, Kedusha Ketana. The mother did it. Now this girl wanted to be Ma'enes Bavala. The problem is, if she became 12, if she became a Gedola, she can't be Ma'en anymore. And we'll assume that Sodom and Gomorrah, that the Kedusha grew up with her too. Gadla Kedusha Nima, Kedusha Kedusha Diraisa. But no matter what, she needs a get. But we don't know if she brought two Cyrus or not. She wants to get, go walk away. We're not sure. Maybe she's Bas Mitzvah already. She can't walk away. But Noshe Meidu, they sent in women. You have to check Osiris. Certainly, they're not going to have men check Osiris. So they sent women in to check Osiris. That's what they said. So the Shaila was, maybe she's a Gedoyla, and maybe she's a Ketana. So maybe the women are not really Nemon. The hell of the Marit said, Einan Noshim Nemonos, Eidus Isha is not acceptable, it's not Eidus. Even the Cheskes Ketanos by Mikri Chazaka, she has Suyu Lishtanos, so then it's a Sufek of the Araisa. She wants to be the mine. You don't know, you have a Tzad that she's 12 and has Cyrus, so it's a Sufek of the Araisa. So you can't let her be the mine.
It's not Easter because it's Erva?
What? You're not letting her be the mine, she needs a get.
Erva.
She needs a get! She's an Ashes Ish. In the other case, there's no such thing as a cheskes ktana. Because midrabbanon, she's certainly an eishus ish. Shmaisa is going to take issue with this because she's a cheskes pnuya from a kedusha d'araisa. One of my kids is a kedusha d'rabbanon. There's no kedusha d'oraisa, so why isn't there a cheskes pnuya? The Shmaitz is going to ask that.
But didn't we say if it's not starting with Easter Erev, we're starting with a Sufek, then it's Easter, and it's
Shefa, Yama, and stuff like that. That's not any Easter?
If she needs a get or not, it's Dovah Shabarabah Mamish. If she's an Eish Yosish or not. Mamish is Shalom Dovah Shabarabah.
And Kiddush and Darabanan wouldn't get rid of the Chazaka?
The Maritz says it does. The Maritz says you can't use a Chazaka's Penuya because she's Kiddush and Darabanan. Your issue of, I don't see how you can have a bigger Dovah Shabarabah or not. You want to know if the woman's an Eish Yosish or not. You won't know if the woman's an Eish Yosish or not. How could that not be a Dovah Shabarabah?
No, yeah, because what about the aid? What about the Sofei Kedushin where the aid said, I never meant to Makadesh? That's also Sofei Kisur Eish Yosish. And we said it's not a Dovah Shabarabah because Lafi the aid, she was never a Dovah Shabarabah. We said it was Easter.
Certainly, Eidus Noshim is certainly no good. To Sofik Deraisa, he's not accepting Eidus Noshim for Issa Deraisa. Tiny says Din of Isser. I don't know. I have to think about it. Maybe I'm trying to make that point. Let's see first. Okay, but let's just finish what the Maritz says. There's no Cheskus Pnuyok if it's Kedushin Derabono. Elisha Bosol Afkia B'Miyon. Habad the Yisolo Cheskus Isser. Misofik at the ball at Tira b'Miyon. Al tatvena misofik shreish kan sofik shal Torah. The shemu kishe kitcher kvar hoysa gedoyla. What kitch? You mean she became a gedoyla tachto? This means from the time when he was makadosh, she became a gedoyla. I don't know if the Shemek Shekitchik for Hoysa Gedoyla. I don't know what that means. Chaylebo Kedushin Dir Aysa. Hilkach Nira Di Eish Lahachmir, the Maritz says, Bezu, Latzvicha Get Mishneit Stodim. I don't know, on the bottom, he like ignores that the Maritz says, the Shemek Shekitchik for Hoysa Gedoyla. I guess the second guy came along and was Makadosh. Okay. That's what he's talking about, the second guy. Hilkach Nira Di Eish Lahachmir B'Zu Latzvicha Get Mishneit Stodim. There's a second guy. Chodo B'Zu Lo Yud Emonos Hanoshim Mohon Al Asiris.
He says women are not nemon lahokal b'surah d'araisa.
Va'oy mitzalachi yesh lahachmir bo afilu nivdu b'yof afilu pe'anoshim kibu the sveka d'araisa l'adminu b'alachumra v'chashinu shem anosh. Maybe there was some on him and they fell out. Okay, stop here. What are you timing? Let me see if he...